Blog Talk Radio.
Coming on, we got a tremendous cast of characters with us today. You know, we usually do this show and we typically talk about politics and other relevant issues, but we put our own flair on it. Today we've got some truly tremendous guests on today's show, generally more than we usually have, but hey, the more the merrier. You know, this show is correlated in an aspect that we can all share our own thoughts, our own aspects in life, and if you don't like the show, you don't have to listen to it. You can just jump the fuck off right now, because this is my Wednesday show, and we speak about anything and everything. If you're listening on iHeart or Univision, please download this debauchery, as it's going to be a tremendous show. You know, I want to start out the questioning today with a good friend of mine, Boggin with Steve. You know, Steve, some stuff has surfaced overnight, and your body parts are kind of getting famous. What happened in that aspect, and how are you handling the situation as it plays out, brother?
Oh man, that's great. What's up, y'all? It's Boggin with Steve, aka MK Ultra. Make sure you guys check out my social media, just Boggin with Steve on anything, and MK Ultra. But Don, thanks for having me on, and the rest of the people that are on here, thanks for coming on. And for you guys out there that are kind of lost of what he's talking about my body parts, let's rewind it a little bit so that they understand, okay? So I do all kinds of different lives. I'm a comedian. I'm a rapper. I just do all kinds of different stuff. And I do a lot of Facebook Lives. And so I've had my body parts come out. I don't know if they're against me or they're for me. I think they're for me. But I just had to call lawyers and all over the country about one of the pages is my own dick. It's Boggin's dick, and then there's Boggin's balls and Boggin's dreads and Boggin's sphincter, and we have superheroes that come in and stuff too. But yeah, it's kind of if you come onto my lives, you're gonna see stuff that you're not gonna see anywhere else on the internet. You'll see superheroes fighting with each other in the comments. You'll see my dick trying to take over everything and take credit for everything. And that's it's totally not staged. It's totally not me, which makes it even better. I mean, if it was, I wish I would have thought of that. And it's just the way that it is. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they're defaming me or making me more famous. But shout out to my dick.
Right. And hey, we scared Gina away. I don't know why, but she hung up the phone. I guess she didn't want to talk about your dick, bro.
Probably not.
Bummer.
You know,
I think probably the only girl that we had in here, which is strange that we have guys in here now that are doing a radio show about my dick, which is, again, that's how crazy, you know, the internet goes and this situation is. Nobody
expected. Should we call her back?
You know, She probably left for a reason. She probably didn't want to be thinking about that or be talking about it. But big shout out to Gina. You know, we love you.
I want to know if you're dick offended or the. I mean, I'd say call her back. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Oh shit.
The bottom.
Hey, well, let's give her a call. MF is probably going, what the hell did I get myself into today? And so are my listeners, but hey, it's my show. It's Kick Off Your Shoes Wednesday. Let's rock it.
Hello.
Hey, you left us. We wanted you back.
I got cut off. I'm not sure what happened. I'm sorry.
Oh, Well, good. We got you back. We didn't know if you were offended by my Boggins penis or not.
Not at all.
You know,
great. Everyone, hey. Clap. Welcome Gina back. She wasn't offended
yeah.
by my dick, so thanks, Gina. Crazy show, folks. This is great. Please share this, and please go follow our social media, you know, because then you guys will really get the full picture, literally not the picture of my dick, and see, this is where you get into with this. That was the perfect troll move ever to come out as a body part. And even trying to explain it to people and lawyers, they're just like, what? Like, your dick is attacking you? I'm like, well, not my personal dick, but my internet reality dick page out there that someone has made, which don't. It's just a statue of a penis. It's not really me. It's the first time this has happened in my career, and I think that that's when you know you've made it.
When your dick gets out there. Well, if that's the case, then I've already made it. You know, I want to jump over to MF Beck real quick. You know, MF, first and foremost, welcome to my crazy world and welcome to my crazy friends and family. You know, most of the people on here, internet sensations, are very vastly known across the country. You know, MF is out there in Stoner Land in California. MF, why don't you introduce yourself and let people on the show actually know who you are, brother.
Well, man, I don't really let anybody know who I am, but I'm an evil genius, mad scientist, entrepreneur, playboy, philanthropist. I like peanut butter, walks on the beach. I like peanut butter some more. I'm smoking weed right now as we speak. I have a Note 3 iPhone, or not a Note 3 iPhone. That'd be a Samsung. Sorry, I got confused. Drinking Gatorade. Don doesn't like me. He likes my pretty face. I know. It's kind of a burden. But either way, no, I'm seriously full of shit, actually. We talk about all kinds of things. Dude, I fucking don't care. I hate society. I hate humans. I'm here to talk shit, fucking get the point across and let people know that nobody cares. We're just here to have fun, here to talk shit, and here to fucking get some points across. People are going to disagree, people are not going to fucking disagree. I don't really fucking care either way, but I'm enjoying this. There's new people and new conversation. I can't wait to be fucking, you know, twisted and confused.
Oh, most definitely. Hey, now that we got Gina on here, we can actually get a female perspective. You know, I popped Terry's Facebook, not Facebook, but syndicated radio Cherry last week on a really deep question. I'm going to ask you the same question. Let's say you're at a nightclub, Gina, you meet what you think is a tremendous, handsome man, you know, and you go home and you guys make passionate love all night long, only to wake up the next morning, you know, in his arms and for him to look at you and say, you know, my name used to be Leslie. How would you handle that situation?
I think it's different when they got a wiener, dude.
Yeah. I would definitely question it. I would definitely ask a lot of questions and wonder.
But what if you enjoyed it?
What happened last night?
Would you punch it?
But what if you enjoyed it? That's the bad part.
I have no idea. I don't
know.
I like my next suggestion.
No one's asking for a friend. He just wants to know.
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know. I mean, you know, you look at Fallon Fox, who's in the sport. She used to be a man.
Yeah.
You know, you look at other aspects. You know, now there used to be two diverse sexualities. Now there's 78 across the board. You know, America's kind of getting fucked up sexuality-wise, and you never really know who you're going home with. I mean, so if you get caught up in a situation like that, that kind of puts a hindrance on a thing. You know, for some reason, I just can't get that Boggins' dick is actually a page out there. This is blowing my fucking mind.
Get your dick off
clearly.
My dick off your mind. Holy shit.
Hey, it's
bro.
Free, bro. It's staying there real free right now. Don's enjoying it.
No,
well
the thing
I'm
of
offended
it is,
that
is,
this conversation has just been about dick and not black dick. Why can't it be more diversified? I mean, why aren't we talking about black dick too?
Well, hey, we can talk about black dick, baby legs. You know, we can talk about anything. Randy Marshall's
all
on here. And, yeah, all dicks matter. There you go. Randy, you're on here. You know, You kind of live just that little bit of a quiet life, that little bit of a hide behind the screen, the keyboard cowboy aspect. You know, when you see things portrayal like what happened to Steve, you know, how has that affected your life? Has that aspect came across you? And if it has, how will you handle it? Because I'll tell you what, if my dick was out there, fuck, share it. I don't give a shit. Make me famous.
Is this your way? Is this your way of saying that Randy's the one that's made my dick profile?
No, Randy's banned. Randy can't do shit right now.
Right.
But you know the thing of it is I do my MMA show on Tuesdays. I do my boxing show on Thursdays. This is the only show that I actually get to be myself. And you know, you hear these women complain about. And Gina, this is tremendous having you on the show. Hell, we got somebody else calling in. And I'll add them, but we'll bring them on in a second.
Hey, that's probably Johnny. Answer that shit.
Hey, is that you, Johnny? Who just joined us?
I'm Doug. Doug Mellor, Randy's friend.
Oh, cool.
Did he say sandwich spread? I couldn't hear that.
Randy Marshall, there?
I'm here. What's up?
Cool. What's up, brother?
All right, but anyway, I got Gina on here, and we're going to keep the show going. I do shows, and I wake up the next morning, and I got tons of titty and naked women pics in my inbox. Gina, why do women get so offended when they get dick pics in their inbox if they're sending pictures of themselves to us?
That definitely depends on the woman, but I just know it's never satisfying looking at a dick picture.
Why is that?
And just not getting anything out of it. I just don't want to. I don't want to see that.
Would you prefer a video?
I dig it.
Honestly, I would prefer a video over a picture, but I would prefer neither.
Oh, fuck. I mean, I had 4 videos set to go to you already, but, I mean, damn, I guess I can't do that. It's funny as hell. You know, I would have jumped to Terry real quick. You know, Terry, living with Matt Horowitz has got to be a blast, bro. You know, he's philosophical. He's a mad scientist in his own sort of, I guess you can say, way. You know, how do you two correlate under the same roof, being that you are so totally different in your walks in life?
Man, Matt is an amazing dude, and it is a blast having him here. We're really different, but I think kind of the same in senses too. We're both he's talking about Alice Cooper here. We're talking about you right now, Matt. I don't know. You know, I like having people more around me that are eccentric and bad motherfuckers and live their life based on their terms, instead of a bunch of people that are trying to fit in the status quo or not offend anybody or, you know, just live their fucking life.
You could be talking about sex, bro, and he'll be talking about Tesla or who built the light bulb or how it was constructed. I mean,
that's really fucking interesting.
Right. You know, Boggin, you jumped up on a live feed today. More pages were created. You know, how is Boggin, Steve, the internet sensation, going to control this? Are you going to allow this to perpetuate? What aspect are you going to take with this avenue that has now reared its ugly head? Because you know it came from the hip-hop community.
It probably did. But it's really, I've called lawyers, and, you know, the weird thing about it is, like, you know, they were pretty much saying that there's nothing that we can do, and Facebook is an asshole to work with. And so that one lawyer told me that I had to put $5,000 down to bite my own dick, and then that it could cost up to $15,000, and there's nothing monetary. I can't go after Facebook. I can't go after my dick, really, what's the damage of it? And if my dick were to show up and countersue me and say that he made me famous, then there could be a countersuit that probably wouldn't go for him, but it opens up all kinds of different questions, you know what I mean, of like not even your own body parts, but someone can be your body parts and then sue you because they made you famous, you know, because I do have a big, large female following, and so my dick is trying to take credit for all of that.
So can you trademark your dick?
it's a great marketing tip. It's a great marketing tip.
Yeah.
I like
that. The word to the wise, if you are going to be famous or you're going to try to be famous, definitely copyright your body parts.
Oh, yeah. you definitely got to do that. You know, I'm going to jump to MF back here real quick because, MF, you know, I've brought you somewhat into my world now. Me and you have been friends, and we've been doing the show for about 3.5 years now. And thank God my sponsors love me because I'd have been fired a long time ago. But what would you like to ask my friends in my world, or what thoughts would you like to convey to a different aspect, or what would you like to ask them, I guess is the best way to put it?
Sure, why not? What the hell makes you guys interested in Don McGuire? Why do you like this guy? I love this guy. He's fucking crazy, which means everybody else on here is fucking crazy. So I don't know. I'm not good at doing the fucking hosting thing. I just like answering questions.
Well, we'll start with you, Steve.
The reason that I like Don is because he stands with me, and it doesn't even matter if the battle is against my own dick and balls or if it's a artist out there or anything else, you know what I mean? So it's cool that no matter what the issue comes up, Don is always there and has my back, and that's cool, man. It's been really like we've grown to be brothers, man. I really sincerely, you know, all jokes aside, man, like really Don's a good guy, and I appreciate not just that, like the friendship, but the mentorship, you know what I mean? He's old as fuck, so his knowledge is vast.
I'm old as fuck, but I'm hung like a fucking mule. So, that hey, it pays off, man. You know what? There's true to that saying that gravity does take hold when you hit 50. And you sit on the toilet, your balls will hit the water, believe me. You know, but hey, gravity's a good thing. You know, I'm going to jump over to Terry. Terry, why the fuck do you fuck with me?
Well, man, ever since you sent me that first dick pic, I just feel a fondness now. I feel a connection. I think you sold me with the dick pic, dude. I'm like, penis, and I was like, a guy with a penis like that, I could be his friend and fuck with him. And
it might not even been his. It might not have been one of the ones he got sent to. You know, he'd be getting dick pics all the time, bro. It might have been somebody else's junk.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That was supposed to be a secret, bro. You know?
My bad. Just don't be throwing my business out there.
Oh, shit. All right, we got another call. Oh, shit. We got Cash 916, I believe. We got a music artist joining us now. This show's going to get crazy. Oh, snap. Is this Cash 916?
Oh, what's good, motherfucker?
Johnny!
Hey, what's going on, man? 15 people with us in here. We got another artist, MK Ultra-Bogger with Steve. Yeah, you know, and actually, you know what? I'm going to... Real quick, I'm trying to, because I'm old and I'm blind and shit. But I'm gonna bust out a little bit of Johnny, so y'all can know who's just joined the show. Just for a second.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah. Hey. Just coming to the website. Hey, let's show them how to do it. Stoves. Hard stand. Cheese, rivets. Come on, let's kill them on this one. show these youngsters how to do it, yeah. Cause they doing it wrong. We doing it right. Hey. Hey. Shout out Hart fam, this coming from the Hart fam. But that nigga Daniel, we pull up in the dark van. 18 hopping out no fear like we parachuters, minivan hopping.
Okay, that's the artist. Now let's hear from the real Johnny.
What's up? I'll come smoke all you motherfuckers in the minivan now. What? Nah, I'm playing.
Hey, Johnny, I will let you know we do have a female on today's panel, Gina. And she's
Hey, Gina.
Hey.
Hey, West Side represent. Don't be jumping up. Hey, don't get in the Southern style now, bro. We don't handle the Mexicans jumping up in the Southern mix.
What are you talking about, Liz?
Hey, you have no choice of Mexicans jumping over shit. We fucking jump over razor wire and everything. You know what I'm saying? A wall ain't going to hold these motherfuckers. Shit.
Hey, Don, you get your deportation papers yet, bro?
Hell no, dog. I was born here, homie.
Hey, in Trump's eyes, that don't mean shit.
You're right.
There's good enough
right.
In California, he wasn't born here, huh?
That's why I have my son in the car with me. That's my white privilege ticket out of here. You know what I'm saying? he looks white.
Oh, shit. Hey, Gina, you know, Cash is a tremendous young artist, rising artist on the West Coast. You know, Boggin' with Steve, you know he's a tremendous attribute to the artistry and the business. Is there anything that you'd like to ask Cash, you know, not just the man, the myth, the legend, but whatever relevant thought is in the back of your mind?
What got you started into music?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you. I'm kind of muffled right now.
What got you started into music?
What got me started into music? I'd like to have the cool story of I come from a musical family and sing in the choir and stuff like that, but that wasn't it. My mom listened to a lot of old school and Motown and funk. You know, we're born and raised in Sacramento, California. It's a place I never left. But just my mom had me young, so she was a young partier, you know, and she just was in love with music. And we heard all types of music. We lived in all the ghettos damn near in Sacramento. So you got to hear a bunch of different diversities of music, you know, whether it be old school, whether it be oldies, whether it be like Latin or some type of Spanish music, or whether it be hip hop, rap, rock, whatever. She was always a big fan of everything. So that was always in my background of just my mom always constantly listening to music. But what really got me into it was just today's generation of rap music. I couldn't turn on the radio without hearing something retarded. That you can't even understand, man. It's like, do these, you know, these kids have an education? Do they speak well? Can they put words together? And it was just about a hook or a beat, and that's all you had to have to, you know, it's cool to do, you know, to listen to a party or to, you know, play some gym music that's going to get you pumped up like that. But as of, you know, like real music, man, that you could actually listen to and vibe to and, you know, relax, you know, with friends and just, you know, stuff to take you back, you know, stuff that memories, what music really creates, how it speaks. But, yeah, that's why I got into it, because I didn't like how rap music was going on to this generation.
Yeah, that's amazing. I appreciate that and I respect that a lot.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell the truth, John?
I relate with that, too. As
huh?
Talking to Steve and MJ Ultra, that's kind of the same thing that got me into it I didn't think I would turn rapper at 35 years old, but as I started listening to rap,
I got you beat. I'm 38.
Like, 38. So see, there you go. But
38.
It goes
38,
back.
Son, rookie and a vet. You feel me? Nah.
right. But I think that's where
but
the lyrics come from is because
though.
Of the experience. And so I didn't hear anybody making real music or talking about real stuff or real issues.
Right.
And so it was like, if nobody else is going to talk about this stuff, then I guess I'll talk about it because the stuff needs to be talked about.
Oh, you know what? Actually, Johnny, Boggin' with Steve is the man that you wanted to take to a challenge. Boggin' with Steve is the man that created Facebook Lives. You wanted to create a Facebook Live.
Oh,
account.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
oh,
so let's go ahead and bump a little bit of Facebook Lives, and then we'll get into that topic of discussion.
What up, y'all? It's MK Ultra. I wrote this with all my friends on Facebook. called Facebook Lies. Facebook Lies. Go ahead and share this with your friends.
Haters, hoes, gather round. This is for all those that are feeling down. All of the people with an angry frown. Grabbing your guns and heading into town. Stuck in this world with a bunch of selfish clowns.
All right, man. You know, hey, Boggin, you know, Johnny heard your song and he said, you know what, I would like to challenge him to a Facebook Lies challenge. How open are you to that, brother?
So, what's the challenge? What do we got to do?
I'm terrible at freestyling too. The challenge was if you're on Instagram and you see a lot of these guys that are doing challenges, they'll use the beat. Right. Like you'll see the beat, or you have like a hook, or you'll have like your title's Facebook Live. So you download whatever's how many seconds you're gonna rap, and you just go over it. And everybody does the same beat, and everyone's on the same topic. It's just like everybody that you know gets a verse. You know what I'm saying? Off that, you just feed off it. It kind of grows, and then you know there's people up for voting. If not, it's just a regular challenge. But I see them all the time on Facebook. So,
I'm totally down with that. I've done a lot of 16 bar challenges and stuff like that, and they're fun to do. You know what I mean? So I'm totally down for that. I think that the song is well known enough now that people know where it came from, so I tend to not want to do that, like when it's a newer song and people don't know yet, but song is very well established, and so I think that's a great idea.
That's what it's all about. You create the hashtag Facebook Live Challenge, and then you set up a link to download a beat, and then you fucking record your verse, upload it, and you go from there. Hashtag Facebook Live Challenge, and then let it take off, and see how many responses you get.
That's epic. I'm totally down for that. Are you trying to make it so that, like you're saying, like a cipher where we could put them all together later as one, two?
Or you can go on your page. I don't know if you have an Instagram page. Put your song up or post clips of your song, and then just say, hey, I'm issuing a challenge to every new rapper coming out, every old rapper, every rapper that's in retirement that wants to come out, anybody that thinks you don't even have to be a rapper. You can be a poet. You can be some type of whatever. If you have something to say on that beat and it has to do with the topic of Facebook Lives and social media, I want you to give me your best 16 bars on this. Tag me in it, hashtag Facebook Lives, and then let's see it all. So then it goes uploaded straight to your page, or you can go through it and repost whatever ones you want.
Yeah, that's epic, man. I'm totally in for that.
You know, Terry, are you still on here with us?
Yeah, man. The phone hung up. Matt Horwich attacked me. He was real jealous when he found out that you were sending me dick pics. We had a little quarrel about it, but anyway, I'm back.
Hell, I sent the world my dick pic. I don't give a fuck. It don't matter to me. You know, we have such a diverse audience on here today, you know. And it's kind of, Gina, don't think I'm picking on you. I pick on everybody on this show. You know, how does it feel to be a woman, you know, on the line with about 10 to 12 men?
I'm usually hanging out with the guys, so I feel just right at home.
Like, hey, I looked that topic up earlier. No.
You know, this is fun. You know, because actually, you know, we got a cast of characters on here, but I want to ask a serious question, and we'll kind of go from there. We have fun on this show, but we also like to take realistic thoughts and perpetuate them. You know, recently, and I'm not going to bring any names up because I don't roll like that. But somebody from one of our groups, you know, hit me up and, you know, was being really nice and cool and everything. Next thing I know, you know, they're telling me they love me and they're telling me they want to be in my life. They want me to spend the rest of their life with them. What is it about social media that puts these thoughts into people's heads and I guess creates a fantasy, you know, that isn't real, it'll never happen, you know, and you know, but yet they dwell so much on it. And I'll start with you, Gina.
Being a decoy, I completely understand. Because the guys that I talk to daily are obviously in a fantasy world, and all they want is to know fantasies, to know things that I want, and to just have it be, make sure they don't get in trouble, etc. It's just like all based around fantasy, I think. And so being a decoy, I definitely understand, but at the same time, it's, I think, a mental thing, and I think it's like, I mean, I just don't think you're normal if you love someone off the internet and if you put all your feelings out there after the second message or third message. You know, it's just not normal. People should actually meet each other and have real conversations. You know, each other on a deeper level before they go that far, especially on social media. You never know who you're talking to.
Yeah. Now, you're with Hunted and Confronted, am I correct?
Yeah, I'm the main decoy and co-founder of Hunt and
Confronted. Oh, tremendous, you know. I love it. You know, Jesse Weeks and everybody over there at Hunt and Confronted are tremendous. You know, Steve brought me into that world, and it's truly tremendous, and I appreciate what y'all are doing. If the other people on the panel today don't know what Hunt and Confronted is, they go out and they attack sexual predators that are trying to stalk on, you know, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids. And they actually get them arrested. They take them down. They play it from start to finish. And I think that's a tremendous aspect that we need in society. You know, as Cash, you've got young kids. MF Beck.
Daughters, man. I got just, daughters, yeah.
Yeah. You know, MF Beck, you deal with a lot of young fighters. Terry, you're just a pervert. And Boggin, you got kids of yourself. You know, so what does it mean, and I'll start with you, MF Beck, what does it mean for you to see organizations like Hunted and Confronted that are being created to try to take down some of these social media predators?
I'm glad it's there. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, you know, but at the same time, it's like the other side of the coin with me is I'm kind of fucking sad about that, you know, the fact that stuff like that even has to exist because people like that exist out there. And plus, it's you look at how social media is, like what we were saying, people can project whoever they want to project on there. And a lot of the times it's, you know, relatively harmless. It's just people just projecting their egos because that's what they want you to see. But there's other people that use that aspect and they use it for more twisted ways. You know, it's real easy to hide pretty much everything, like, right out in front of you on social media. And a lot of people abuse that shit. And then you look at that, you look at some parents are more or less distracted with either their lives or, you know, fucking a technology raise their children, you know what I mean? So you look at these kids that technology raised them, these parents that aren't necessarily there paying attention, whatever the case may be. So there's a lot of, like, a blank space that has to get filled some way, shape, or form, you know, and kids are like sponges, and especially, like, the younger ones. Like, now, do you look at, like, what's on TV, the radio, fucking everything else? You get 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds, they're subjected to a lot more shit than fucking we were when we were kids, you know what I mean? A lot more shit is easy, like, it's not as fucking taboo as it was. But you look at it, these kids being brought up, you know, being 12 years old, thinking that they are fucking adults, then they're getting put in adult situations by these fucking, you know, maniacal motherfuckers, and then bad shit like that happens, and it's fucking sad.
Yeah, it truly is. You know, I'm going to jump next to Boggin with Steve. Boggin, how did you correlate yourself with that type of organization, and what does it truly mean to you?
I've known Jesse and Gina for, you know, before they started the platform, and they're just really good people, and I've seen them really grow, and I see where their hearts are at, and it's where, I mean, for me, it's like, I support and promote a lot of people across my pages. I'm probably one of the very, I don't know any other artist that promotes artists and other platforms as much as I do. And it's because nobody really helped me in a sense. I mean, at the very beginning of my stuff. So, like, I'd rather work with people that are just starting than people that are established that can probably bring me followers and stuff in a sense. And they've come a long way. And it's really cool to see. I like the the mind control aspect that they do when they do the confrontations and stuff. And it definitely, it has multiple different things as far as, you know, when you get into internet content, it's either drama based or entertainment based or talent based or whatnot. And so with that, this kind of falls into all those. I mean, you'll be on the seat of your, you know, the edge of your seat, and there's a lot of drama with it, but it is also entertainment. But the other thing that it really does is it brings awareness. You know what I mean? Like, there's people in the community that says, "Whoa, that's my neighbor. That's, you know, I know that person." And now they can watch that person a little bit more. And so they do, you know, and they do this all out of their, it's all volunteering. They don't, you know, it's not, no one's paying them to go out and risk their lives and, you know, confront these people. Because, you know, in some of these situations, you know, you get someone that is obviously not thinking correctly or proper. And, you know, that with the confrontation, it can get quite dangerous. You know what I mean? And they're putting themselves out there. And also, you know, the thing I want to say is neither one of these, you know, Gina or Jesse, have kids. And so that they're out there fighting for our kids, you know, and they don't even have kids, man, that to me is like that's what it's going to take for us to really change society and to see the mind control that they do during the confrontation. It's like a chess match. You know what I mean? It's almost like, it's almost like an interrogation in a sense, but it's not an interrogation, but there's interrogation tactics. And really what they're doing is they're making it so that they can get as much evidence, and they're trying to get that person to, because they're not the cops, they can get that person most of the time to admit to what they did. And then what's really horrible about it is that they get them to admit it, and then they still have to fight with the police to get them to do something about it. You know what I mean? So it's really they need support from people, you know what I mean, to really get it to where, you know, these people that are doing this, and it's not just guys, I mean, it's women too, and it's making it where, you know, there's good things with the exposure, but you know, the system needs to recognize what they're doing and step in and also, you know, check these guys afterwards, you know. But and because that's not in place in the way the laws are written, what they do is that they will re-put the bait back out there for them and see if they, you know, if these offenders will try to meet a kid again. And most of the time, if, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gina, but most of the time, these guys have learned their lesson. You know what I mean? From my understanding with it. So, and that shows what they're doing is working, because they've changed that mindset. You know what I mean? That person might be thinking that, you know, that, or might have an issue with that, you know, or before they thought they could get away with it. And now they know that they can't get away with it. And now they're really not putting themselves out in that same situation in most cases. If am I correct there, Gina?
Yeah, for sure. Not only within, like, a short period of time after we have exposed someone and then he moves back out to us seeking a woman, they found out the agent would block or tell us no right away. And even just recently, within the last few weeks, I've talked to, it was like three within a day of guys that we've exposed, and they all blocked and said, no, I can't. And so I know that we're making a difference, and I know that we're making definitely a difference in this community that we're in right now, because it's getting harder and harder to be able to expose these predators, because we're getting blocked left and right, and we're getting told no left and right. And that shows us that we are making a difference in the community that we're in as of now. And as we travel and go to more places, that it just shows that that's what we're going to be making. And I think they definitely learn, maybe not all of them, but some definitely learn from this experience of getting exposed by it. And whether the cops are involved or not, getting blocked by one of the guys that we have exposed feels really good.
It's a tremendous thing.
And these guys are these guys are dangerous guys, you know what I mean? That they're, you guys definitely go check out if you guys are out there, you know, and come across this, go give them a follow on Hunted and Fronted on Facebook, and they're meeting dangerous people. There was one guy that they exposed that had a law situation where he had shot his girlfriend like multiple times. You know what I mean? And so with that, it's like they're meeting people that are on the fringe of society, and it's a very dangerous thing. You know what I mean? And so, and what makes them more protected and more safe out there is the numbers. You know what I mean? Because they have the numbers of the people. That's not going to stop a bullet. You know what I mean? And let's be real here. But what that does do is that makes it where they have more minds that are on their team that is, you know, getting out more information, that is getting more support, that will call, you know, for help and just all these different things that can happen during these situations. So please go support them because they're great, and the content is it's going to make you feel a lot of different ways. You know what I mean? Like it's going to upset you. It's going to make you feel proud of them for doing it. It's going to make you nervous. It's really starting to take off, and there's, you know, a lot of teams that are starting to do it, but I think that Gina is by far one of the best in what they do for, you know, I mean, listen to her voice, you know what I mean? Like she's got the perfect voice for it. And she's got the perfect attitude for it too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That just truly means a lot. We just added another caller. Caller, who are you?
How's it going, guys? Jesse Weeks. How we doing? Thank you, Steve.
What's up, big dog?
Thank you so much for having me on your show. Oh, you know, just sitting back and listening to some good stuff, man. I like it.
We just try to keep it real, man. We have a little bit of fun. This is the only show that I do out of the five shows I do a week that we can really just kick our shoes off, talk about whatever we want. It's an honor to have Hunted and Confronted on here today with Bog and with Steve. You know, we look at life and we always want to come home and pull our car into the garage and shut the garage door and shut the blinds and turn off the blinders to what's truly happening out in the public, what's happening on social media. We truly do just want to, you know, live in our own little world. And to me, that aspect is what's fucking our world up more. You know, I think if more people were like you that took the opportunity to seize the moment, to take some of these predators off the street, that the world would be a greater place. Now, I'm going to jump to Cash 916, a music artist that we got on the show. Johnny, you've got kids, you know, so yeah. What does it mean for you to have individuals like we have on the show today that are creating an aspect to make the internet and life safe for your children?
Bro, I want them to come to Sacramento. You know what I mean? This place is pretty bad, man. But to hear about people doing stuff like this with Hunted and Confronted, man, it makes me feel good. I have four daughters. I have two of my own, and then I have two stepdaughters that, you know, that I've been taking care of since they were four and five. So, you know, they're going to be 17 and 16 now. So it's like, hey, dude, it's a daily struggle. And then to have programs and stuff and people like this that care about, you know, the youth of America, man, it helps. It lightens the load on my shoulders a little bit. You know what I mean? Because as a parent, and as a dad, I try to do my part because I was a fucking dirtbag teenager. And I know how teenagers think. You know what I mean? And I have beautiful daughters, and then I have sons also that are teenagers. So I got to make sure, you know, I'm playing on an equal, you know, playing field here, talking with my daughters about, you know, about the dangers, and also talking to my sons about the dangers. You know what I mean? It goes far, just, you know, beyond just older men and women preying on children. It's children on children sometimes too, man. You know what I mean? I had a damn near break a couple kids' necks, man. You know, sending my daughters inappropriate text messages. You know, and you know, kids are smooth. You know, some of them are smooth talkers too. They don't just, you can't limit the kids just because, they're children. They hear stuff at home. They hear stuff in music. They hear stuff. They see stuff on TV. you know, and they want to do shit. They want to do stuff like that. So it's important to have groups like that because, dude, seriously, it helps out. And then to see them to be successful and to take guys off the streets, you know, and stuff like that, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, I've had two close calls with my daughters that you know, that it scares you. It seriously does to realize that, you know, they may have not been hurt or kidnapped or anything, but their life could have been ruined, you know, by, you know, their innocence taken by somebody who knows better, you know. So it's amazing. I love programs like this, man.
Yeah, you know, it's truly tremendous. Randy, are you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm chilling.
You know, now we've got a West Coast aspect of the thought of what it means to have an organization like Hunted and Confronted. What does it mean for you? You've got three children, four children of your own. What does it mean for you knowing that you see what perplexes on social media? What does it mean for you to have people like Jesse and Gina out there, you know, trying to make America better again for the youth?
It makes you feel better. Well, for one, there's so much garbage on the internet, and it's all self-serving. So it's refreshing to see somebody that's out there doing something to help others. And having kids, like, that is any parent's nightmare, that it be exposed to. Or there's just a whole endless plethora of, like, things that you even think there. And, like, it's good. I totally support what's I just wish they could bring me along and we could put some hands on them, bro.
Right.
I know some twins named Smith and Wesson.
I mean, like they don't play fair.
You know, I want to ask Jesse Weeks a question, and then we'll kind of move the show to a different aspect. Jesse, you're a tremendous individual in life, man. I commend you, and I don't even know you, but yet I consider you a brother through Boggin and other aspects. What was it in your heart that made you decide that this was the path that you needed to take?
You know, man, John, I appreciate having me on the show, too, and everybody. I appreciate the kind words, and I know that it's as important to me as it is to you. I've learned a lot through it. What really broke it down for me was when I was, you know, started at, you know, 16, 17 years old, you know, doing volunteer work, Boys and Girls Club, you know, the eighth graders when we were seniors, you know, getting them ready for their freshman year to be part of that through the summer program to get them acclimated to coming to high school, being an athlete, and just being a leader and just having the strength and the confidence from my awesome family. I have two younger brothers. One's full ride scholarship for acting. Another one's a hotshot firefighter for the Helitack crew. You know, I love my parents. My dad's a wildland firefighter, 33 years, and my mom's a bachelor in marketing and sales. So I'm super proud of my family. And I couldn't be more thankful. So for that, I want to start by saying I wouldn't be here and be the person I am today without the people like Steve, Gina, my family, my amazing fiance, you know, and being a little league coach and umpiring and just hanging out with my little cousins and my friends' kids and playing wiffle ball or playing flag football and missing a tackle on purpose and letting them score a touchdown. Just, you know, not only do they get to be kids, I get to be a kid again. And a lot of parents forget that was how we grew up before we had, you know, Xbox. You know, Xbox is the new babysitter, or the telephone is now. And, you know, studies show that parents or adults between the ages of 40 and, you know, 50 use their phones more than, you know, sometimes the younger generation or more than the younger generation. So, you know, I feel like parents are distracted a lot. And what I love about Hunted Confronted, I was able to research a new topic. You know, I come from a great upbringing, but I know there's a bunch of people out there that have been affected by this that haven't been able to have an outlet to be able to talk to someone, and the stories that we've received, the articles that I've read, and being able to bring justice to, you know, multiple true victims, you know, where these people admit to actually, you know, having sex with younger individuals before. For example, Jeffrey Christen arrested on scene, charged with 2 counts of rape in the first degree of a minor and then second degree attempted rape of a minor. He brought a teddy bear to come meet up with a 15-year-old child for sex when he was 39, and that was his age, 39 years old. Got her beef jerky and a Mountain Dew or a Dr. Pepper, and he admitted through the chat and in person that, in his quote words, he was seduced by a 12-year-old. So that's how he was sexually assaulted. When we asked him, have you had sexually been abused before? And he said, well, I was seduced by a 12-year-old, and he ended up admitting everything. They, you know, that was one of our arrests, and you know, so just things like that as we progress and learn. And I've had the team back me, and we've just all grew together and had amazing supporters like you, Don, and Steve, and then everybody else that jumps on board. You know, I've learned that not only do we expose these child predators and bring awareness, but, you know, for example, you know, we talked about a topic last night, how 3 Sonic employees down in Taylor, Texas, put an ecstasy pill in a kid's meal, and the 11-year-old sister was opening up her 4-year-old younger brother's Happy Meal and found the ecstasy pill and said, Mom, Dad, is this candy? The parents took the food, the whole order to the police station. They went, tested it, came back positive for ecstasy, and they went to the Sonic and arrested the manager, who had the ecstasy pill still in her pocket, 3 or 4 of them, and then the 2 others. And, you know, I mean, now we have to check our kids' foods, and we have to check our own foods now. And kids can't even go trick-or-treating anymore. So, you know, with me, I want kids to be able to remain kids. We have a hashtag that we use called ProKiddo, and, you know, it's protecting, respecting our kiddos' internet devices and deterring outsiders, and then also being, you know, pro-innocence of a child. So we can't wait for the future. We're actually going to Los Angeles here tomorrow. We've done exposures all across the country. We've helped facilitate arrests all across the country, and we're not stopping. We're 158 exposures now with 10 arrests, and we have plenty more to go.
Man, tremendous, tremendous, man. You know, it's a wonderful thing what you're doing. You know, I truly commend you on that. You know, this show kind of goes back and forth sideways. We have a little bit of fun with each other. We just thought to talk about serious. But, you know, I kind of want to give Boggin a bad time today because, you know, how can Hunted and Confronted help in the aspect of getting Boggin's penis removed off the internet?
Well, I can tell you that his sphincter has his back for sure, and I think his balls do too. I'm still trying to find him. I don't think they've dropped yet, but I'm pretty sure Boggin's dick has his back too, and we'll be there for the beef roast tonight for sure. Boggin's got extra beef tonight. We're gonna give it to him for sure. We'll make sure the balls, the dick, and the sphincter. Maybe the superheroes will come too.
Oh,
right, G?
Yeah.
Yep, that's facts.
There we go.
No,
we love
Boggin,
and we're
going
to do everything in our power to make sure he's successful and everybody else that he supports. So we're here for all of you.
You know, that's one thing I love about the aspect that we're all involved with is we have each other's backs. We truly do. You know, last night on one of Boggin's feeds, I'm not going to mention the name of the group, but I got my live feed fixed now, Steve, so now we can go live, but it's a little past the fact. But, you know, the one thing that I hate about social media was there was an individual on Steve's page that said, you know, I work with Bone Thugs and Harmony. I did music with them. And then in the same note called them karaoke singers. You know, well, first and foremost, I know Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's my family. I'm actually sponsored by the same organization that sponsors them. You know, you look at the internet, people want to portray themselves. They want to be somebody different than who they truly are. And it's funny when somebody calls them out because I'm one of the persons that will say, hey, well, you know what? You got a problem with me? Let's three-way it. You know, and like I told Steve last night, you know, bring me on. Dude wants to talk shit. Bring me on. Let's get this smashed right now. You know, I'm going to jump to MF Beck. MF, why do you think that people allow themselves to, and it's a bad euphemism, but to play superheroes on the internet, but in real life be jackasses?
Well, why the fuck not? You know, I mean, it's been long enough where people believe that they can say what they want without getting punched in the fucking mouth. You know, the internet's even fucking better because it's like you don't get that confrontation, you don't get that eye contact, you don't get that vibe, that feeling from that person. So anybody can fucking act up. You can be talking to a fucking giant. You know what I mean? And nobody's going to fucking think twice about it. So if people get a little fucking tough and they want to say whatever the fuck they want to say, and then you get them on the phone, and even then, dude, I fucking hate the phone too. I hate all that shit. It takes away the human interaction. A lot of these motherfuckers that try to act tough or try to act like, you know, it's what do you call it? It's projecting their insecurities so they fucking cover it up with some kind of false bravado. And it just fucking drives me crazy. It's like getting involved with fucking human bullshit as all it fucking is.
Yeah. You know what I got to say to that, man? Bring on the fat women, baby. Bring them on.
Where'd that come from?
I'm in left field today, man. I guess I did one too many dabs today. But you know what? It's tremendous when we can bring so many different aspects from across the country. You know, Jesse from Hunted and Confronted is truly a man that I'm really learning to admire truly deep in my heart, you know. Bogging with Steve, bro, you know I got your back till the day I die. The same with MF, Johnny, and everybody else on here, Randy. Terry had to leave us. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, realism is gone. You know, the internet has taken over. We all have to find our own two sides of who we are. With the conception of the internet, it's truly changed society. I think it's taken society on a backward spiral. I think society in general is on a great demise. You know, you look at my age, and I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 53 years old. We used to have, you know, the good old days, and those days aren't here anymore. You know, so I'm going to ask each and every one of you your thoughts moving forward in life, how we could make, you know, not just America great again, but life better again for our kids. And I'll start with you, Cash 916.
How we make life better for us and our kids is just being an example. We all had parents who were examples that we used to pattern our lives over. And I can see some of my mom and me, how I raised my kids. You know what I mean? And to make life better for them. But then I didn't have a dad either, you know. So my dad taught me how not to be. You know what I mean? I had a stepdad who was there, you know, in and out. But, you know, you learn. You know, I've seen the good and the bad, you know, of life, you know. And it's just like, dude, I don't want my kids to experience that. I don't want to experience the bad stuff that I had to go through, but I would love for them to experience all the joys that I did. You know, when I sacked the quarterback in football when I was playing Pop Warner, I want my kids to feel how that feels. You know what I mean? When, you know, when I walked out and I entered into the cage, you know, and you hear the people screaming your name, I want my kids to feel that, you know. And I never had nobody pushing me saying, yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do that. It sounds kind of cliche, but I tell my kids, you can do whatever you want. You know, and it's parents that actually sit there and talk to your kids. And then parents grow too. I talk to other parents. I'm like, bro, how would you handle this situation? You know what I mean? Because my parents never had – my mom had four boys, and my daughter was – sister was the last girl. So she had four boys and one girl. My parents didn't – you know, my parents didn't have a blended marriage and have, you know, three boys and four girls. You know, so they really don't know. My sister – we raised my sister for the most part. You know, her brothers did, you know. But – you know, my kids, they have me and their mother, you know, and we're encouraging them. And it's just a communication thing. Talk to people. Make eye contact. I mean, meet people. I have teenage daughters, and I've only met two of their friends' parents, and they stayed the night at my house. You know, my daughters don't go nowhere. You know, my sons, they got to check in. You know, it's still that old school type of raising, you know. That we need, and for us to go forward and to progress as just people, you know, as humans, it still takes, you know, with the internet and stuff, it's taking human interaction out. You know, if I'm not going to get to the point to where I text my kids to come eat, you know, and you know, it's dinner time, phones off, no devices,
you know, or something like that. But that's that old school type of stuff. You know, that's that old school raising. You know, and I think that's what, you know, I think that's really what we need, more interaction, not just with our kids and not with, you know, kids with parents, but with other parents, with other people. Actually interact, not just text each other or not just be in groups or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm talking about real communication and real, you know, dedication to your loved ones.
Yeah, I like that. MF Beck?
You know, I'm going to kind of piggyback off what Johnny was just saying, but yeah, it's coming down to, what do they call it, owning who you are, owning what you do, you know what I mean? Because you never know, like, exactly who's watching you. So it's about leading by example, you know, showing the kids what to do, you know, and actually explaining to them why. Like, I had a fucking dad, like, he was there, but he wasn't there, if that makes sense at all. You know, and he would always fucking tell me the same shit, like, fucking, you know, I'd ask him why, and he'd be like, because I said so. Or he'd say, you know, do what I say and not what I do. And I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to pay attention to that shit when I'm watching you do the exact opposite? You know what I mean? Like, as a kid, it's fucking confusing. And so it's just personal ownership, you know what I mean? Owning fucking who you are, what you do, and understanding that everything you do causes a ripple, you know what I mean? It has like an echo effect. It could be the smallest thing that could affect the biggest part of the world, you know what I mean? The part of your life. I don't know. I think it's just ownership of who you are.
Most definitely. Logan?
Definitely, man. I agree. And sorry, my phone was on mute, so I wasn't talking over people and stuff. I tend to do that. I really agree, man. Johnny, man, you really impressed me, man. Like, I thought when he said the young, you know what I mean. I thought, you know, and nothing against, you know, young people or anything like that, but definitely, man, your experiences have definitely. What you're saying is, you know, true, you know what I mean, and a lot of stuff with your family and stuff,
yeah.
Man. So I really want to do a song with you, man. I know that didn't have
no
to
doubt,
go with
brother.
The question, but that's just what was on my mind.
you know, and that's you know, stuff like this, dude, people find each other for a reason, and it's music. And if you hear my music, I'll talk a bunch of shit. I'll make people laugh. I'll say some obscene shit sometimes, but really comes down to music and people getting hurt, and I put my whole heart into it. That's the type of music I want to do. I want to do real hip-hop music that people are going to be able to listen to. You're going to be able to listen to it forever. You know what I mean? It has a topic, you know? So, no, dude, just, we're here for a reason, and this fucking group is amazing, dude. Honestly, like, it's great. It's great. I'm really enjoying it right now.
It's cool to see, like, how, you know what I mean, there's so many different facets of social media. I've done this for about 2 years, you know what I mean, with all kinds of different stuff, and it's cool to see, you know, there's a lot of drama and there's a lot of division on social media, but there's also a lot of unity if you find it, and there's lots of support systems and stuff like that, and that's where, I mean, for the people that follow me and stuff, like, I wouldn't be anywhere what I couldn't achieve what I have without all of the support, man, and it's cool to see a group like this that's so diverse to be so heavily connected and invested in each other's success. And if that's what we could turn, you know, more people into doing instead of the division stuff, man, we could really change the world. And that's what people need to understand is, you know, there's, you know, stop supporting these fake artists out there that are just about, you know, getting money and that are selfish for their own rights instead of, you know, the rights of everyone and doing something for the bigger purpose. And that's, you know, my stuff, you can't really just, I think it'll be relevant for a long time, but it's not like just jamming out music. And I get a lot of people, can you make a jamming out song or can you make a club song that we can shake our butts to? And I'm like, that stuff doesn't motivate me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I want to make stuff that is there for future generations and stuff like that, you know, but, making it where they messed up by giving us our own platforms, really, because now the people that are pissed off can really take a stand and come together and really affect change. I mean, I'm working with people that are running from governor of New York to senators in Florida that are running on my mission statement, which is basically fuck the system. And if they're going to run on that, then that's the right people that we want to be in those offices. You know what I mean? And so we are affecting change. And we can change how this world is, and we can take a lot of the stuff that's wrong with it. And by just being influencers, we can influence people to think of it a little bit of a different way, where we're all better off in the future, and not just our kids, but our grandkids. And that's what it is to me, is making it where, you know, I want my stuff to, I think that's what makes a legend. And it's a hard road to pave. When you start doing something different, you're the first one that starts speaking out about something, you get a lot of hate about stuff. But as people start to really understand that you're genuine and that you're consistent and that it's you've remained constant and vigilant on your goals, that's when the real support comes in. So for all those artists out there that have a message, that feel like they should be doing something to show that message, you're right. That feeling in your heart, that feeling in your soul, don't ignore that, because that's important, and that's what's going to push you to be a better person. And by helping others is what's made me be – I used to be a drug addict, and I went from being a drug addict to an addict of helping people. And the more I help people, the more awareness I bring to the world. That's like my drug. And when you see it click in people's minds, when you're rapping that song that's just straight knowledgeable stuff, and you see it click in their mind, and you see that they're getting it, man, there's no other feeling like that. There's no other feeling like that in the world. And so for all those young people that want to do social media or be an influencer or a rapper or however you want to do it, that's within you. That's your human instinct to stand up for what's right. And don't ignore that, you know what I mean, because that's how you get lost in this world.
Definitely. You know, I'm going to throw it over to Randy Marshall real quick, and then we're gonna exit out with Johnny and Gina. Randy?
Well, I mean, what about the question?
Having a hard time hearing you, bro.
Am I answering the question, the question you had posed before?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much. I think kids need to experience nature more. My kids are so driven on... It's kind of crazy that my 7-year-old knows how to hack every electron on the planet. Everything nature is foreign to him. I want to take them out and really... This is a maple tree. This is this tree. This is this tree. This is our vibe. That food doesn't just come from grocery stores. Like, we live in a natural world, but we live in so many unnatural ways that I feel that it's messing with the mentality of people, almost, because we're not in touch with ourselves as natural humans. We're so toward creating something that's unnatural to change ourselves that we're not happy with ourselves, and we can't get in touch with that natural vibe. Like, a lot of people even have trouble going outside and having a campfire in their yard because it's outside.
See, you know, my pure take on everything, you know, from today's show, you know, it's a little different than my usual Wednesday show, and I'm really elated that Johnny and Gina were able to make it on here. You know, it's just, you think about diversity. You know, everybody on here is from different parts of the United States. And what I take away from today's show, if we can all be on one show, express our thoughts, our concerns, and how we feel about life, and whether we agree or disagree or whatever it may be, we can still walk away knowing that we're friends. See, that's one thing I think is missing in America. You know, people want to create drama, but they don't want to repair the aspect of broken friendships. And see, I think this is what is truly missing. I think the aspect of people being able to have a conversation, express their views, their thoughts, their feelings, and not necessarily agree, but still walk away after the show being friends. You know, I think if we had that more culturally based in America, I think the country would be a lot better off than what we are now. You know, I know we got too many people on here for everybody to say, you know, their farewells and goodbyes and this and that. But what I do want to do is jump to Johnny Weeks. And, you know, Johnny, you and Gina are tremendous. My hat is off to you too. Where can my listeners, because the show gets 300,000 plus listeners, between Boggin, my fan base, your fan base, and everybody else's on here fan base, there's probably another couple more, you know, million more people that are intertwined in that aspect. What would the main message you would like to give my listeners, your listeners, right now?
You know, I, first of all, Boggin will think this is funny. You know, I'm not afraid to have a campfire in my backyard. And then also, here's Johnny. No, it's Jesse. You know, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, JesseB12. Our Huntsnicker Front at Instagram is really awesome. We've been deleted 5 times, you guys. 5 times from Mass Reporters, and you know, I can't say who it is, but I have assumptions of who, and I feel like they have a similar interest in trying to do the right thing. But just like you guys said and mentioned, social media, you can be anyone behind that screen. With me, the vow that I took from day one was to be the best me possible and to always be truthful and honest and to be kind and genuine to those that are kind and genuine to the people that deserve it. And you know, there's a lot of people out there that work hard and do the right thing, try to be the best person they can be, you know, have their flaws, and people still want to pick apart every little thing because deep in their hearts, like someone had mentioned, I'm not sure if it was Steve or Randall, excuse me for not knowing everyone's name, but they want to pick apart the pieces because their pieces are broken, you know, and even a bigger pile, you know what I mean? Their pieces are broken, much bigger than ours. But they want to pick a piece every little bit and try to ruin something good. And that goes with probably, you know, in the music industry as well. You know, people have great ideas and want to support people in that industry. And not everyone's receptive, and you can't always win everyone over. But the message that I get is that we're here for the kids. We want to make the right choices. We want to do the best thing possible. We want to have these guys put in jail. We also want to support those that are around us that have the same common goal, such as Steve. You know, he Boggin with Steve focuses on, you know, suicide prevention, anti-bullying, you know, his drug addiction, and he said it perfectly. You know, this has not only helped families and children, and then also police understand a huge problem here, and not here, not a huge problem, but it addresses a huge problem nationwide. But it's helped me be a better person. It's helped me be a better me, you know. And not only that, it's been gratifying. What I take away from this all is that parents need to check their devices and their kids' devices. They need to have talks with their young teenagers, men or women, about conversations, saying, "Hey, when you're 18, son, you know, if you mess with something a little younger, you can end up in prison and have a buddy in your cell that may not like you too much, you know." And so people need to know, you know, to educate their to educate the daughters and their sons on internet awareness, you know, stranger danger, as people put it, right, when we grew up. And then also, parents need to have those conversations with their kids to say, "Hey, it's a different world, and you need to be careful, son, because the police don't put up with it anymore, and the police have been extremely receptive to us, and we appreciate them, you know." And when our website drops, we're super excited about it, and when our merchandise does, we've taken a lot of time on that as well, from the business aspect of it, because I know people want to support us, you know. And we have, you know, on our merchandise, respect for the black and blue, the police. So we appreciate veterans and soldiers and fighters and believers and people that have integrity and who are honest and real. So with that, Huntsnicker Front, we're always going to be here. We're not going to quit. We make mistakes, but I promise you, we're good people. Our heart's in the right place, and, you know, not one more in Pro Kiddo.
Most definitely. Gina?
Sorry, I was muted, so I didn't over-talk either. But what I get from all of this is, I'm not a victim myself, and I don't have children, but my sister is a victim, and I have other people in my life that are victims, and I just get, I'm just satisfied with the fact that I can work to make change, and I can I can do something that maybe others can't because I can't have children. So I would rather be out there risking my life than a parent. You know, a parent should go home to their kids at the end of the day, not confronting a predator and possibly something happening to them. I'd rather that happen to me. And I value my life, but I value a child's life and a parent's life so much more. And I respect anyone that wants to go out there and risk their lives to protect children, like the cops and the firefighters and even medics and what we do and the other groups that do this. We're all doing the same thing, and we should all work together to make a bigger movement because all of our platforms together and all of our brains together, we might not always agree, might clash because of personalities, but all of our goals put together, we can truly make change. We truly, truly can. All of us sending emails, all of us being involved in petitions, all of us just working our platforms to support each other rather than not. And that goes for music as well and with what we do and anything that we want to do to make change. And I know that people on our team, they're my best friends and they're my rocks. And a counselor can't relate to the things that we go through. That's why my team's my biggest support system. And I'm not going to name names because a lot of our decoys like to be anonymous, but T, she'll know who I'm talking about. She's one of my best friends, and she's a warrior. You know, she works her ass off every day, and she takes care of her kids, and she also has a personal life and has to have that connection remaining with her husband throughout talking to predators all day. And if we don't message or call a predator back or answer, they are potentially talking to another child. So the warriors that I have on my team, I could not be more happy and grateful for them and the hard work that they put in. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate the supporters who spread the awareness and who are willing to sign petitions, who are willing to have our backs. And I appreciate Boggin and you and everybody on here that brought us on and is listening. And thank you all so much. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't feel the feelings that I feel that make me want to move forward. You know, you all helped me with the positive words and the encouragement and the kids. It all helps me move forward to want to keep doing this. And I appreciate you all.
I commend you guys on that. I truly do. Hey, you know, today's show.
Say one more quick thing, Don.
Yeah, bro.
Awesome. Thanks. It's Jesse. Hey, you know, Michael Action Smith said, life is short. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's about grabbing it by the scruff of the neck and experiencing as many things and meeting as many people as possible. It's definitely not about sitting on the sofa and watching TV and moaning about what you might have been. So
like
with
that.
This, we have a passion, we have a goal, we have a future in writing. We believe that we are one of the greatest teams out there, and, you know, I'd like to feel that our team feels like we are the best. I won't say that, but that's just the mindset we have. Every day we want to get better, and, you know, people do need to take their kids out more, you know, and I'm sorry, I forget who said it, but he hit it on the head. Take your kids out camping, get out more. You know, go throw the wiffle ball around. Go on a walk with the dog and you know, have a silly conversation. Count how many semi-trucks go eastbound while you go westbound on the way to a three-hour trip to make the time go by fast. You know, people need to interact more, and I think that's important. You know, and people lost those core values. I mean, you know, we weren't the family that sat at the dinner table all the time. You know, sports busy, parents working, et cetera. But, you know, we always had those great conversations and we were close. And I feel like today technology has gotten in the way of it a lot. And we can't say that it hasn't gotten in the way of our lives because that's kind of what it's based around at the moment. You know, but we understand the stress that it can put on a child. And that's where you know, suicide, depression, you know, the influence of using drugs or having to look beautiful to match Kim Kardashian or whoever's out there. I'm not going to name drop, whatever. The magazine cover I saw today, you know, there's a person on there and a little girl looks at that and says, I have to look that way. And, you know, just the world is changing. And I just want kids to be kids. And I think it's awesome that you guys address that and understand where we come from. And we appreciate the support. It means a lot.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. You know, I could speak for the rest of the panel, you know, having you guys on. Was tremendous. It, you know, this show usually is a more theatrical, you know, kind of based show. I'd like to have you and Gina on and Steve and others on another forum, on another different style of platform, so we can talk to, you know, in a more relevant, you know, because we had fun on the show today. We talk about different aspects. But, you know, the one thing I love about this, and I'm sure Boggin and Cash and even you, Johnny, and everybody could understand what I'm going to end the show on. You know, the wonderful thing about me having a worldwide radio show is you don't see the comments. You don't see the hate. People can't take down or belittle what we're doing here on today's show. And I think that's a tremendous facet of being able to be on iHeart and Univision and the 26 other platforms that I'm on, is there is no comment button. So what we say on the show, it doesn't get ridiculed. It doesn't get taken down. It's something that people will just have to listen to and understand. If they can't, then they truly don't understand the true meaning of life. You know, this show is a show that I did with the beginning of MF Beck and Travis Hyland, two of my homies. And I've never met them face-to-face in life. But we're three individuals that came together. We realized that we wanted to talk about the truth, but with a little bit of fun and animosity behind it. You know, we've talked about everything from, you know, Michelle Obama being a man to the Chinese people, which we won't go any further because the FCC will shut me down. But we talk about all different types of things. But I want to leave today's show on a particular note. We can all be one. We can all grow together. We can all learn not to hate. Don't let the system correlate us to the point that we're at each other's throats. Don't let it take us out of a life that we're doing to help others. Be yourself. Don't be what's on your phone. Don't be what's on your tablet. Don't be what's on your PC. Be what's in your heart. And that's what Johnny and Gina have done, you know, and so is Steve and MF Beck and Cash916 and Randy Marshall and whoever else is on here. You know, I'm so honored that every one of you called in today. It truly was a blessing for me to have each and every one of you on here. Like I said, I can't give everybody an opportunity to say their farewells, but each and every week we do give MF Beck his final thought of the week. And MF, I'm going to give you your final thought of the week, and on that, we'll end the show, brother.
Aw, you're going to make me fucking blush. Man.
Right?
Final thought, huh? I say, as far as
and that's
personal,
the girl
I'm
in the
I'm
seat
gonna,
next
I,
to you,
I'm
bro.
I'm gonna follow back on that. Yeah, no, it's, you know, be you, but don't be an asshole. You know, and if you focus more on helping people, you might just find the answer you're looking for.
Amen to that. Well, with that being said, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining today's show. We got just a couple minutes left before I'm out of live air time. You know, Johnny, get with me. Steve, get with me. We'll make some things happen. The rest of you, thank you so much for joining the show today. It truly has been a blessing. Each and every one of you, keep being you. I love you for who you are. Let's keep America safe. Let's keep our kids safe. And I'll do all I can in the fight for justice for our kids. With that being said, have a good day, and God bless.
Tomorrow.